general base talking. Yesterday, Mordechai Jackson, and this week, the Yossi and Yeshua, asked a very strong question. Igmar on the Yudam Lamed discusses what the din if a mouse brings in comments into a house, into a checked house, and you go in after a mouse, sometime after a mouse, and you find the roof of it. To assume that maybe there's other lips of it. So Igmar brings a raya, it says, Tayyidan Machlik is Rebbe and Reb Shimon ben Gamliel. The Mishnah says if a caver was lost in a stall there, and you went in to search for the caver, the Rebbe says, if you find a caver, you can assume it's that caver. Reb Shimon ben Gamliel says, that no, you have to be suspect there's more coin. So the question was asked by B'nai Chabura, what's the comparison? I mean, the Gemara would compare the two and said, just like Reb Shimon ben Gamliel said, that you have to look for more Kvarim. So the two Reb Shimon ben Gamliel would say, you have to look for more Kvarim. Right, that was your question. So, okay, you'll tell me your suggestion after we finish this. So, Maitre is another Gemara. It's a very good question, very strong question. What the Chayis, the Chachem Abbas, talks about if a Baal Mum, a Bechor Baal Mum, gets mixed together with other animals. And you find, you look for your Baal Mum, and you find the Baal Mum. Can you just say, okay, that's it. And now, I don't need to look, maybe there's more Baal Mum amongst my animals. Or do I have to suspect that maybe the one I found is not the Mum I had? Right? Sounds familiar. You've got a whole bunch of Bechorim that were checked, that they had the Mum. And then a Baal Mum went in mixed up with them, so you have to look for them. And the Gemara says, whether or not you can assume the one you find is the one that was mixed in originally, is dependent on Rabbi and Reb Shimon ben Gamliel. That's what the Gemara says. Brings it brighter of Mishnah of Rabbi and Reb Shimon ben Gamliel. To which the Gemara says, not Mukhaf. This is Gemara Bechorit Chavhei Amid Beit. At the bottom. So Bishmai Mesada, a field, Dalka Lamikbah. Normal to bury in a field. And therefore, if you find a cave, maybe you have to assume there's another cave as well. Okay, the cover of a high cave. Again, cave the cover of a high. Just like it's possible that somebody got buried in this field, it could be somebody else who's buried in this field. And then we have to be chayshus, as we chayshus, says of Shimon Gamliel, that this wasn't a cave that was lost. The cautions, even the botkulam v'kaimi, since they were checked, all these Bechorim were checked. And now one mum went in, Dalkari, the maple of a mumma. Is it normal for a mum to fall on the other Bechorim? Why should we suspect it? It sounds almost exactly the same question you're asking. There was the Bishloim, in the case of the field, it's normal to bury into fields. So you might have found one caver, but you still have to suspect that there might be another caver there, and this wasn't the caver that you originally had. Why? Because it's normal to bury in a field. Mashenkin, the Bechor were checked already. And now one Balmum mixed in. Just because Balmum mixed in doesn't mean that, and then I find the Balmum, why should I suspect there's anything else? Why should I suspect anything else? The whole time I'm bumping into each other in Ishchiyah Bamum, and that's why the Gemara there said it's Torah on Reb Shimon ben Gamliel. So the Gemara in Bechor is clearly saying they only have to worry about, even Reb Shimon ben Gamliel was only worried that this wasn't the one that I found, only in a case where it's Ishchiyah for there to be more things in. So now Mechazik, your kasha. So how did the kasha, for the time being, maybe the question is so good you'll say an answer. So how did the kasha? Now your question was, this house was checked. Since the house was checked, only one piece of chametz came in. Just because one piece of chametz came in doesn't mean the other piece of chametz came in. And therefore this house was checked. You still have to be choishes. Buy a field, you have to be choishes. Because the field, just like you buried, maybe somebody else buried in it. So you have to be choishes with it. But by a house that was checked, and I know only one piece of chametz came in, why should the Gemara say that I'm comparing it to Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel? That's the question. Now this question was asked by no less than the Noi Rabbi Yehuda. Mordechai, what's the Noi Rabbi Yehuda's other name? The Tzlach. But this time it's not in the Tzlach. It's in the Noi Rabbi Yehuda. It's in the Noi Rabbi Yehuda itself. Noi Rabbi Yehuda wrote in Evan Ezra a whole bunch of tshuvas about agunis. Never, you know, agunis people that lost their husbands. And this story here, it's an interesting story actually, but there was a lady, we call her Blimla. Blimla, okay, so she was called Blimla. Her husband was called Yeshua. And her husband Yeshua had Yeshua, sorry. Her husband Yeshua wasn't seen for 9 years. And he had promised to give her a get, and he did some Geneva, and he had to run away. There was an aide that came along and said that he saw this Yeshaya being taken away to be hanged. And he saw him being hanged, and then a few days later, he helped lower him down from the gallows and bury him. And the saw was Yeshaya. The Yeshaya was, they asked him, you saw him being hanged, but you saw him there until his neshama left him. He said, I was there until his limbs stopped moving. So the Shaila was, can you say that the one that was hanged was Yeshaya? I mean, I know Yeshaya was hanged, but maybe they took him down and a different person was hanging. I buried him. They only buried him after a few days and already then the facial changes. Can we assume that the person that was hanged at the beginning of the hanging was the person that was buried at the end? That's what you can assume. And the discussion here is, can is this played on Rabbi Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel? To Rabbi says the cave that you find is the cave you lost. So the same idea, the guy hanging there is the guy that I lost. I mean, it was Yeshaya, so it's not, it's still Yeshaya. Then in Kuntzer of Shimon ben Gamliel, the person who asked the Shaila thought that Kuntzer of Shimon ben Gamliel, you can't be Nathan. Because who says the one that you are burying is the one that was hanging? The one that was hanging at the beginning of the hanging. Maybe they changed it in the middle. And the Noda Yehuda brings this Gemara in Bechayos to say, it's not true. That you see in the Gemara in Bechayos, even if Shimon ben Gamliel only said something which is shkichi, something which just like you buried somebody else got buried. Just like, it's just like this, the Choy got moving. It's normal maybe if because they're banged together, maybe they will get moving. If it wouldn't be normal, then you wouldn't be able to say this tomorrow that you have to keep looking. Right? If Shimon Leo would agree to Rabbi that what you find is what you lost. So the Mela, since he says it's not normal to hang without a curl, people hear about it, and there's this Yeshaya that hanging at the beginning, then it's almost the same person. But says Noda Yehuda, that's the background. It says Noda Yehuda, very nice, it's explained all basically on the Gemara B'chayos. Oh, but what do you do with the Gemara in Tzachim? The Gemara in Tzachim says, if you see an Achbar come in with chametz, you have to be Cheshish Kuntzeb Shimon Leah, and then perhaps there's more chametz in the house. Why? It should be exactly the same thing. It's not normal for there to be chametz inside. Why shouldn't you be chayshish for such a thing? Right? The kasha you ask in the Noda Yehuda asks it. And because of the... He says that even if Shimon ben Gamliel would agree that you can assume that the person who was hanging is the one... The person you buried is the person that you saw hanging at the beginning. Yeah. That's what he wants to say. So he says, what do you do now? What do you... Oh, no, kasha these. The pisug is awesome. How can he say in Daf Yud Pesachim that it's dependent on Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel Checked houses. Sorry, yeah, there is, isn't it? You've checked already. So what was the Gemara? I'm not saying self yechishus. Mitzarech loyimam ta'achborim shchichi. You have to say achborim shchich. You have to say it's a common occurrence that is meister, and therefore, just like this mouthborim, therefore you have to assume maybe another mouthborim. The chiddush is don't only assume that might bring in. I mean, say when I saw that this mouthborim. So now, in order to get my chazaka back, I have to be sure that what I found is what was taken in. And since it's shchich achborim, says the it's the same as if shemim here. So it says shchich children to bring in chametz. So it's shchich there should be food being brought in. So although normally you don't need to be spacious for it, but if you actually saw chametz coming in, then to say the house has now been checked because I've now found the chametz I was in, says the idea that since it's shchich achborim or shchich tzaikos, you can't apply.
That's the deal with kever in Rabbi Shimon from the Alevim.
If
you take the assumption
that
if there's a kever in a field, then likely there would be other
parties. Not likely, but it could be. No, not likely or unlikely. It's possible.
Well, anything is possible.
Right.
So this is possible.
Why? You buried the cave there. Why shouldn't somebody else do it? You've only got your right to it. So if I use it, somebody else does it. It's possible. I'm not saying I'm not so likely. I don't know how likely it is, but it's possible. Just like using it, somebody else does it. So mainly to answer the question which you all asked, how can the Gemara compare comets coming into a southern to comets coming into a house to a cave that was buried there, or in the cave, the field, maybe there are more quarry in there, and the house was checked. Terrace says, maybe the house was originally checked, but now it's lost its color because the mouse went in. And as much as this mouse went in, we have to now suspect other mice went in as well. Again, I'm stressing it's a tremendous chiddush, because if I didn't see this mouse go in, I don't need to be chesed b'chalal that other mice went in. But now that I did see mice go in, a mouse go in, so now my house has lost its chazok. If you want to put it back, you want to give its chazok back, then you have to be 100% sure that there's no other chometz there. Yeah? Right. If you find a kicker, just find a kicker not, the first knot. Only if you saw a kicker coming. You don't find a kicker not.
Okay. And this is the riot that we're talking with Rebbe.
Oh, why do you say?
Because if it's conscious, according to Rosh Hashanah, then the king of the house that we have to do the Giga again, that it's Shri Shriah, and that we have to go back, then what's the question about the crumbs?
Because the place it says you went in straight away afterwards. So if you went in straight away after, then even if something would ever agree, then what you found is what you lost.
And what's the question then about the continuation of Rob's questions about there being, say, now,
59 miles. Okay, let's see. We're starting on out there. Yeah. Okay, that's the answer to Mordechai's. Mordechai's are.
Rabbi?
And also what? Yes.
I came in late. That was a kasha only on the case of Al Ubadak Veshka. That was a kasha on that right. Case. How can you compare the field to the house?
Right.
Thank you.
Very good. Okay, so now we're going to invite you to the Gemara. The view of them is based. Oh my Rava. Akbar, where's it stop soon? Voyrava to Shaila. Not Omar Rava, Voyrava to Shaila. Akbar Nikhna, the Kikab Kib. And Akbar entered the house and was holding a loaf of bread in his mouth. Akbar Yitse, the Kikab Kib. And Akbar went out and the kick was in his mouth. No! Mia Binon, Haino Haida Ol. Do we say, fine, the one that went in is the one that went out. The Hainu Hai, the Hainu Hai, that's the one that went in. The Hainu Hai, that's the one that left. or it did not, you know, or maybe it's a different one that went out. And the one that went in is still there. So we said yesterday that we don't understand the question. According to Rabbi, well, you can rely on it. And according to Shimon Gamliel, why should you be able to rely on it? So what's the last question? So places ready?
Yes.
Yeah? Okay. So that's it. Me or me not?
Oh, yeah.
Me or me not? Places, me or me not? Me or me not? Hide or hide out? Places is full space on the page. Middle of the page. Me or me not? Hide or hide out? Hide or hide in off? This is the one that went in. This is the one that left. Did you tell us what to read? Even a conjunction of Mingilil, this says you generally have to clean and check the whole field. So why should I assume that this is the mouse that went down? Sorry, blind the double. Here, there's a blind the double. Here, there's, how would you say, blind the double in English? Oh, that's it. That's a good reason to assume. Yeah, good standing. Okay,
circumstantial evidence.
And the circumstantial evidence which supports the idea that this is the original map.
Make the inference.
So, because it's with the loaf of bread. So this seems to be quite clear that it's the original map. I mean, if I find a loaf of bread, who says it's the same loaf of bread? If I see it in its mouth, and it went in its mouth, then, you know, it does seem to be showing who it is.
So this is qualifying Rabbi Shimon Gamliel's Hanukkah. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel said you can't assume that the one that went in is the one that came out, but now we're qualifying it.
That's right, qualifying it. So that one Shimon Gamliel said you can't assume, that's only if you stop finding it. If you find it inside the exact mouth of the mouse, which it was beforehand, it's circumstantial evidence supporting this inference, right,
do you have to recognize the mouse? I mean, do you have to say, I know that's the same mouse, or Glav Daska?
I don't know.
They change colors.
I don't know. I could say both ways. Obviously, if you recognize the mouse, it's much stronger.
Yeah.
And even if you don't recognize the mouth, it happens to be exactly in the mouth, just like there, it gives certain
support. If you know the mouth is different, if a black one went in and a white one came out, then you can say for sure it's not the white. Or not necessarily.
Yeah, we're going to see that's the next question of the Gemara, what's then if it's a different mouth? But here, I don't know if it's a different one, I know it's the same one, or I don't know either way. I don't know. Oh, you did, man. Achinahu. Or maybe, let's assume it's the other one. What do you mean? Why should we assume it's the other one? But Rafina the Rebbe, even a contra Rebbe to Omar, who's in Intushan Eva, even a contra Rebbe who says that the one you find is the one you lost. Oka Kaishinon, here we're Kaish. The Mistama Harishino Nishar Bevayis. The Mistana, if he brought bread into the house, he brought it there to keep it there. Mike doesn't do things without Cheshbonos. So if he took bread into the house, Mistana, he took it there to store it somewhere, to keep it there. And now he's taking a different loaf out of the house.
Different
that could be as well. Again, we don't know if it's the same one. Okay, very good. They want to say it's talking about different mice, two different mice. We don't know if it's two different mice, but it could be two different mice. And the Stomahar is showing off Nisha the mice. The first, of course, you're shut. The first mouse stayed in the house. There's no Achel Sheot, and this is a different mouse that went out. That could also be. I was on the same color, but you could say different mouse. But first,
the Shulman is talking about the look.
I'm not sure if you're carrying. And Acher is something like Acheret. So So the diukim of the grammar in this place is, don't help us too much. Right? So, okay. So what Tosha told us? Tosha told us this side of the Gemara is not dependent on any particular shitta. It's not a Raya either way. It's not a Raya either way. It's not or Revi. Because Rav Shaila could be Masimakum to both do it. You it's the same one. Because even Shimon Gamliel would agree maybe. Because it's in the same, it's in his mouth. Or do we say it's a different one? Because the one they put in stayed there. And this is a different one that came out. Okay, Yossi, what would you want to say? You were trying to say something. No.
No, I'm just wondering
based on
what you're saying
in the
second book, because
it's Shkia,
but
they're mindset. Right. Yeah, it comes to Nigeria, then it's going
to say Shkia doesn't
mind,
so kids say,
yeah.
Right. What? It's been different else, because there's so many minds
in that. In his mouth. It might be also mind, but we found it in his mouth. We know it's in his mouth before, we see it in his mouth now. So that's a regular line,
though.
Huh? No, you don't only see mice walking around with the food. You see food which is left by mice. But here you saw a mouse carrying around with the food in his mouth, and you saw a mouse go out with the food in his mouth. The stomach, the same thing. Nothing has changed. The stomach, the situation stays the same. Not that piece of bread put down. The different ones put up and went out. Right? The star lying with us, not muchach, yeah? It's a shame. If it was muchach, there's nothing to ask. So lying with us, would you assuming they'll say, even in this case, you have to be choshish that was, that it's a different list. Right? All chidish of assuming they'll
say, how can you say that if it's a bunch of mindset? Yeah. There's no reason for me to say that.
But there is a bit, because since I see this loaf of bread in the mouth, and I see it still in the mouth, why should I assume it's a different loaf of bread? Not that it should be in the mouth. It's shkiach achbarim. Not that it should be a loaf of bread in the mouth. Again, it's not mutar. Everyone getting concerned that how can we say this? If it would be mutar, it wouldn't be a shay. Not mutar, but it maybe tilts the scale a little bit. If Shimon Gamliel tells us the chiddush, you have to search the whole field. You can't assume what you lost, what you found. Why? Because it could be somebody else buried. But if I see it's mamish in the same matzav, maybe Shimon Gamliel now already holds like Rebbe. And maybe Rebbe in this case holds like Shimon Gamliel, because Utah, he's going this way, and now all of a sudden you're that way, and I'm a stubborn. And it must be that what he brought in stays, and it's a different matzav, a different loaf, everyone to learn it. And the summer here, Rebbe might hold like Shimon Gamliel.
So
we have
a
spirit
in the whole reasoning, because
you think that the mice don't carry out, they only bring in. And here you've got
a mouth that's bringing, that's carrying out. I mean, that's what
that mice don't carry out. If mice go in with bread, they're tempted to leave it. They're not to do a U-turn and bring it back out.
Okay.
Mice do take things out of the house. Mice do take things in the house. And the same mouse should go in and take it out.
That's where you get weird.
And a mice, so what do you see? It's a different loaf of bread.
Okay.
That's what we're trying to prove. That's what we're trying to prove. That maybe Rebbe would agree it's a different loaf of bread.
But
yeah,
no problem. So the doctor is not lost, because even though we see a mouse going in, and for the Rebbe of Shimon Gamliel, once you see a mouse going in, we got the Koshesh of other mice going in and bringing other bread into the house. So, and that all of a sudden just falls away, because you see,
you see a similar
mouse
situation,
similar locomotive coming out, and you say,
so that's the same thing. Why? Because it's the same thing. So now, I don't know how many chametz in the house.
Yeah, but you already know that there's mice, and you already know that mouse brought it in. Even though they brought it out.
What do I know? I know a mouse brought in chametz, and I know a mouse took out chametz. Now, if I can assume that the mouse that took in the chametz took the same chametz out, then finish. I don't need to register anything more. Only if I've got to be chesed for chametz in the house, then I have to be chesed about all the other achbarim as well. As much as the whole story has been cancelled, He went in, he went out. The Moshe goes to Rav Shimon, if you went in straight away, you found it straight away. You went in straight away, don't need to be chayshus, and you found it straight away. I was other mind. No, it's not found it. The comet's not there anymore. And that's what the Svarim say. Yeah. But Mom, you wanted to say something?
Yeah. I'm not sure I fully understand, but it's a bit of a little understanding of the case. First of all, when you see a mouse with a coming to the mouth, how do you know this mouse is on its way out as opposed to on its way in, on its way out?
There's a system. See it coming in the front door, going out the front door.
There's no problem
back
for money.
You can go the back. That's what I'm talking about, kids. I saw it go in through the front. It's coming out through the front door.
There's
a chotza outside, but inside. So a mouse going inside the house. It's coming to bury the fruit there. A mouse going outside and coming to bury it in the bushes. Which direction is it going?
I was assuming that one door.
Yeah. One door, two doors.
Or one door or whatever.
Right, right. Okay, so that's that side of the Gemara. So that was Rava's side. Now I have to carry on the Gemara. So pay attention to these words. The intitzeloyma. You would say, im isa de ma'ach v'shoklose.
This
is all Rava speaking. It's all Rava speaking. Im intitzeloyma. If you would say, I've lost the place. Here we are. Sorry, Akhwa Lobin, not into the same. Akhwa Lobin. Sorry, I lost the page. No, it's just there, it's into the same. Into the same, middle of the page.
First word, no.
Then off, right. So the last two words, into the same. Into the same, behind the arm. By now, then off, that this is the same one that went in and went out. Akhwa Lobin, Nichnas. The white mouse kicking the kick of the pig. That was Shachar Yotze the kick of the pig. Here I know clearly it's a different mouse. Now, oh, Vada Yachinahu. This is definitely a different mouse and a different loaf of bread. Oy Dilma, Aramuye, Arme, Minev. Or perhaps, Aramuye, Arme, Minev. Snatched it from him. That is the same loaf of bread and he snatched it from him. Again, you have to work out from Jeremy Rabbana. What's this side of the Gemara now? I'm saying, do we say it's definitely a different loaf of bread than ever what?
Yeah, sure.
To come to who?
Everybody.
To come to everyone. Even Rebbe would agree, because it's definitely a different loaf of bread. Or do you say, no, it's the same one. He snatched it from him. It's the same one. And then again, you have to say, come to Shimming Bliel. He wouldn't need to search because we can assume he snatched it from him. Since you see it, you saw it in his mouth and out his mouth, a chiddush now, we can assume he snatched it from him. Let's see Rashi. Amui, ashlicho mimenu, he threw it away from himself, but not Mahu, and the other one took it. Amui, ashlicho mimenu, he threw it away from himself, but not Mahu, and the other one took it. V'chaveyoi v'chagigen. You find a similar word in chagigen. Inotei v'yad ma'mar v'ilei miyodi. If he's holding in his hand, ma'mar v'ilei miyodi. Who's going to knock it out of his hand? Ma'mi is a lot of shlicha. It means somebody calls you to throw it out. So this black mouse was misgaber on the white mouse and caused the white mouse to drop it. And the black mouse now went and took it. He says, Rabbi, maybe in this case, we can assume that this loaf of bread is still from the black mouth, from the white mouth. Because since the black mouth is having it in his mouth, and the white mouth just mouth had it in his mouth, so we can assume, why is it now in the black mouse's mouth? Because he beat up, yeah, the mugger, Ben Yerk, he beat up the white mouse and snatched it from him.
Not
very right. Vintim Saloima, and perhaps you'll tell me Akbarim is shocking Abdul. Mike has a certain loveness for one another, and they won't take food for one another. But what about this case? Akbar Nichnas, the kick of a fizz. A mouse comes in with a loaf of bread in his mouth. The Chuldo Yoitse, the kick of appeal. And a cholda, a weasel or something like that, went out with this, with a loaf of bread in its mouth. Now, cholda vadai ma'akusha kosti. Can we assume it's the same loaf of bread because a cholda definitely does take things from a chorin? Or is it not? No, no, maybe it's not right to assume that. Maybe it's a different loaf of bread. Zimisa, because if it would be the same loaf of bread, the ma'akusha shakos, if it would have been the same loaf of bread, he would have found it inside the mouth of the ach of the chulda. He would have found the loaf of bread and also the mouth as well. No, no. He would have found the ach in the mouth of the chulda as well. Right? And if you'll tell me, now, yeah, you know what? It could be Mako. Why can we be Ma'akva Shaklosi? Then you took it from the... I tell you, it could be Ma'akva. In terms of you're going to be Ma'akva. But it means to the Ma'akva Shaklosi, if you would have taken it from the mouth, Ahba Vapiyabu Mishtaka, you would have found also the mouse in its mouth. What about Ahba Nihma? The Kika Vapiyabu. The Cholda Yaitse. The Kika Va'akva Vapiyabu Cholda. And you do find both in its mouth. Now, what's the difference? There's nothing more to talk about. You've got the loaf of bread and you've got the mouth. All in the mouth.
And just ask everybody to please mute.
You meet, I assume, if it is the same thing, you would have found it, the mouse still holding the loaf of bread. If it would be the Iuniu, or the Mitzvah, the Iuniu, if you're saying that this is the same mouth with the loaf of bread, then Kiko b'fi'achba mishtaka haba boish tekuchi. This cholda would have grabbed the mouse with the loaf of bread, and all that would be in the mouth of the cholda, and therefore you would find the loaf of bread with the, inside the mouth. And since you don't see it inside the mouth of the mouse, therefore you can't be made from. I don't know, maybe you can. Can be a susa or nafal v'shoklosi. He got scared, and that's why he was frightened, and that's why he fell, and after the mouse got shocked and dropped the loaf of bread. The cholda took the mouse and the loaf of bread, and that's why we can assume that it's that loaf of bread. A whole bunch of shaydas that took care of the shak, the tire of the shaydas. The shaydas started off a very simple shayda. One mouse went in, out. Can we assume it's the same loaf of bread? Second shayla was, in tinsaloma, the words of Robert, in tinsaloma that what? In tinsaloma that what?
It's the one that went in, is the one that came out.
The one that came in, the one that came out, that means you can go lukula. In tinsaloma you go lukula. What happens if it's a black and a white mask? A black and a white mask. Can you therefore say it's the same one? Or maybe not. Maybe it's a different one. Do you say it's a different one, or maybe not, maybe it's the same one, and because it's still in his mouth, you can take it. What's the intim salama now? Intim salama, now what? Intim salama that you have to go to the chumra. What about a cholda? There, definitely would take it, or maybe not. Vimtim tzeloima, that you would go lechumra. But what about if you find the mouse with the bread in the mouth of the cholda? And intim tzeloima, you'll still go lechumra because it would have had to be inside it. What about because you should have found the mouse with it? Then what would be if you do find it with it? So if you look through the Gemara, the first instance of the name was the Kula, And all the other engines are lame as well, lechuma. Right? Engines are lame, hainaida, not black. But what about if it's black and white? What about if it's a chulma? What about if it's a chulma with the mouth inside? Right? All those cases, we went lechuma. So the Gemara's maskana is, take it. Left off lechuma. Take it. Maskana of the Gemara is take it. The klal is, in Gemara, if there's an engine Salema, we follow the engine Salema. Meaning, that the Gemara took on one side, it means that's the sun that is going. So come out, if you see the same mouth going in and out, or you see a mouth that looks the same going in and out, what would be then? We're going to go to Kula. And all the other ones, where all the Salema will all be the Chumas. That's what should come out. Let's look in the Rambam and see how he passed it. Okay, that's your advice.
Then you ask him, if we know which star to go.
If the Gemara answers the Shaila, then we'd obviously follow the answer of the Shaila. So the answer of the Shaila would be to go to Kula. And there you go. That's when Rava was asking the Shaila, and he phrases it in Salema, so he's showing which star he's being noted for. He's asking as a Shaila. Yeah. Yeah.
But the Gemara doesn't accept it. The Gemara says, I can't give you an answer for that.
The Gemara can't say that you're wrong and it's Musa. The Gemara doesn't say that. The Gemara says, I don't know. And maybe the attack of your tzad is more correct. I can't say either way. I can't say you're right and I can't say you're wrong. But we do see that the Gisha, the Rava was expressing here. It's a tzad to be machin. Intentionally, I'm always showing the Gisha that what his original material was. Kika, Rapta Rashi. Rashi, Lizzy, they have a chocolate. We have two more Rashi.
How would we follow the rule?
What's the rule?
If you have a sake for the woman, these papers that we have.
Yeah. He doesn't know. Maybe just... You're going to be mapping meaning what? Because I've got
something. How long is that to do the chalaka? How long is the chalaka to go out?
But if Robert's right in his son, that we can assume it's the same one because he found it in the mouth. Or we can assume it's the same.
We don't know. He doesn't know. We don't know.
He had his son. He had his son. Robert has a suffix. If you would find it in the mouth of the other one, and you know it went in with the mouth, then we can assume it's the same one. That's it. If you can assume, then of course you go to Kula. It's our subject. Then we're saying tekel. Now you need to know what you do with tekel. What do you do with the tekel? Yeah? That's what it's in Shem Taka say. You go to Kula because of the Kishan to go to Kula. Others say no. This is a subject in Shailen Din. It's not Shailen Din. Shailen Din. Do we say hold like this? Do we hold like that? All the tekel is we go to Kula as a subject in Tzir. It's a subject in Din. So, we'll see. Maybe I'll have time to run the Rambam this week. We'll see.
How do we pass
him? My face is Rav Shimon. You only have to do bitter. Yeah, my face is Rav Shimon. How do we pass him? Did they have a shock in it? Says, Rav Shimon Gamliel was the Rebbe of Rebbe, by the way. So some... Maybe we just said, therefore we should pass Rav Shimon ben Gamliel. Because even though we pass my Rebbe normally, Rebbe against his friends, but it's not Rav Shimon ben Gamliel was the Rebbe of Rebbe. If we should pass him like his Rebbe. Right? So logically you have an argument between a Rebbe and a Talmud, you follow the Rebbe. He's not Rav Shimon ben Gamliel was his Rebbe.
But there's certain things that once they become close to a certain level, they have a right to argue
with
each other.
Yeah, he doesn't have a right to argue with each other. We bask him, or you follow the rhythm.
Rashi,
he would have brought the Akhwa, this is the Khulda would have taken the Akhwa with him. What happened if you find Kika V'Akhwa B'Fi Khulda? The mass went in, the kikr b'pi, and the kikr was in the loaf of bread, was in his mouth. The chol the yaitz and the chol the went out. She nichas poiliv zoich. When he went in to check, why did he add him to she nichas poiliv zoich?
Yeah.
The pure kikr, I don't know. I'm thinking about it, but the pure kikr, and in his mouth, kikr mikan on one side of the mouth of the chol was the loaf of bread. The Achba Mikan, and the other side was the Achba. That's what he said. Must be the same one, or maybe not, because since it wasn't two different sides of the mouth, it sounds like two different stories. So what the Gemara said, no, maybe not, maybe because he dropped it, he was scared. She asked why he said, she said, Nichas, but he didn't do it.
I don't know.
Yeah, you had the question that Yosef is asking, why is Rashi adding the word? Shemichlis boilivdik. Man ask a minute. Shemichlis boilivdik. That's a good one. I have to try and see if I can come up with something in that. Okay, lead us now to the last section of the Gemara. Now it's the last of the Gemara. Bo Yirovah. And then next time we'll get to the end of the Mishnah. Maybe tomorrow we'll get there. And then it could be, we have places that we need to do, right? And it could be we'll spend some time, since we got to the Mishnah, just going through a few Rambams on this halacha, on these halachas that we saw. Trying to study it a little bit. Okay, so that's the plan. So today we try to get to the Mishnah, and we have one place left to do, the Mumayne. And we have the same, that is just Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday to let him. Have fun, everyone, and have a good day.
May I ask a question? The second case. The mouse comes out, and we said we can be maybe according to Rabbi Shimon Ben Gamliel, we can be Mekel.